Hello, everybody. I just wanted to get on here and pay tribute to America's iconic legend, Casey Kasem, who lost his life at the age of 82. I remember so well every Sunday at 12 o'clock sitting by the radio and listening to the American Top 40. I don't think that the American Top 40 would have been the same without him. I can hear his voice right now. That's how well that I remember listening to the American Top 40. I was always just excited to see who was at the top 10, the top song of the week, and to hear all of his unusual and exciting facts about, you know, music and the artist and how many times their songs had hit number one and how long they had been singing and just different history and facts about, you know, the music industry and the people in it. And, you know, I don't know, like, I just remember so well just like every single week listening, like I never missed a beat. And if I was having to go somewhere and miss it, I would put a cassette tape in and record the American Top 40. That's how well I loved it. And after it stopped, then he come back later on in the 90s and started the show that actually come on TV, the American Top 10. And he did that for a while. But, you know, he just brought something new, something different to the radio. And I just love listening to his voice. He just had one of these voices that just drawed people in, you know. He had a way of pulling people in to listen to what he had to say because it was interesting facts. And I just think it's a great loss that Casey Kasem passed away, even though he did live to be at a ripe old age. He will be greatly missed. And with that, I would like to play his very last American Top 20 broadcast ending. And just to pay tribute to him and all that he brought to the music industry. Thank you, Casey, for the many, many years of service in bringing us the top 40 American hits.
I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the number one song in the land, and our look back at four amazing decades, counting them down. The countdown began on the 4th of July, 1970. It was an idea that my partner Don Bastani and I came up with. Our first show took more than 18 hours to record, and at first, we only had seven stations. But Don and I believed, and so did a growing number of listeners. Back then, there were no long-distance dedications on the show. That didn't come along until 1978, when Matt Wilson located one in the mail. And Matt's been with us ever since. To date, we've read more than 3,000 of your dedications. Over the years, musical trends have come and gone, from disco to new wave, from punk to hip-hop, from bubblegum to rock. We've been there, counting them down. It's been a great 39 years. And it's really been an honor for me. But we're not finished yet. Our first number one back in 1970 was Mama Told Me Not to Come by Three Dog Night. And we've got one more song to go. The number one song in the USA for a third week is Second Chance by Shinedown. There it is, the number one song in the USA on American Top 20 for a third week, Second Chance by Shinedown. I'd like to share with you something I've learned over the years. Success doesn't happen in a vacuum. You're only as good as the people you work with and the people you work for. I've been lucky. I've worked for and with the very best. American Top 20 is a production of the Premier Radio Networks. AT20 was created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani. Produced by Lori Crimi. Our staff includes Matt Wilson, Meryl Schindler, and Toby James Petty. Production and engineering by Michael Cooper and Ray Hernandez. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, one more time, the words I've ended my show with since 1970. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.